slušaj.
Pop karusel.
Pop kultura u pop karusel. Radnim danima od 18 do 19.
Pop karusel. Katarina Epstein.
18:09, slušate Radio Beograd 1, sledi prvi onedeljni Pop Karusel, emisija iz domena popularne kulture Blue Monday, na početku najprodovaniji 12-inčni single ikada, traje skoro 7,5 minuta i izdat je pesma, izdat je još 83. godine, razne svoje verzije imala do 88. mislim da je ova verzija iz 88. Inače, kažu danas da je taj takozvani Blue Monday, to je jedan naziv, malerazni ponedeljak, tužni ponedeljak, ustanovljen 2005. godine, a odnosi se na poslednji ponedeljak cijele nedelje u januaru. Tako neki zanimljiv trenutak, kada kažu kad tada ima najviše razvoda, ima najviše svađa, jer prosto prođu svi praznici i dođe taj ponedeljak gde se umori da se vrate na posao, deca u školu, da sagledaju sadašnjost, i zato se zove Blue Monday. Tako, na primjer. Ne znamo, nama je još uvek lepo, a možda se i mi do duše tako osjećamo, obzirom da smo bili prošle nedelje na Eurosonic festivalu. Groningen je bio jedna muzička predstavnica i sada treba da se vratimo u normalu, da sagledamo šta smo sve videli, ko šta smo čuli. Doneli smo vam puno intervjua, poštovani slušalci. Evo i danas ćemo emitovati jedan. Krenut ćemo sa direktorom Eurosonica, Peterom Smithom, čiji smo, zahvaljujući kome smo i gosti Radio Beograd 1 na tom festivalu i radimo živi program. E, sad da vam kažemo ko je u studiju. Mihajlo Zaverla je producent. Hvala Mihajlo na svoj saradnji tokom boravka na Eurosoniku. Bilo je super. I moj kolega Miroslav Antonijević je dizajner zvuka. Evo, slušamo Nika Cave.
I went out walking the other day, the heat hung wet around my neck, my head had rung with screams and groans for the night I spent amongst her bones. And I passed beside the mission house where that mad old buzzard, the reverend, shrieked and flapped about life after you're dead. Well, I thought about my friend Michelle, how they rolled him in linoleum and they shot him in the neck. A bloody halo like a pink bubble circling his head. And I bellowed at the firmament, looks like the rain's are here to stay. And the rain pissed down upon me and it washed me all away. Say, Papa won't leave you, Henry. Papa won't leave you, boy. Papa won't leave you, Henry. Papa won't leave you, boy. Well, the road is long and the road is hard and a many fall by the side. But a Papa won't leave you, Henry, so there ain't no need to cry. And I went on down the road.
He went on down the road.
Oh, yeah, I went on down the road.
He went on down the road.
Well, the moon looked exhausted like something you should pity. I spent an age spotted above the sizzling wires of the city. But it reminded me of her face and her bleached and hungry eyes. Her hair was like a curtain, now falling open with the laughter and closing with the lies. And the ghost of her still lingers on, though she's passed through me and it's gone. Well, the slum dogs, they are barking, the rain children on the streets, and the tears that we will weep today will all be washed away. By the tears that we will weep, we'll weep again tomorrow. Papa won't leave you, Henry. Papa won't leave you, boy. Papa won't leave you, Henry. Papa won't leave you, boy. Well, the road is long and the road is hard, and a many fall by the side. Came upon a little house upon a hill. And I entered through and the curtain hissed into the house with its blood-red bowels, where wet-lipped women with greasy fists are crawled the ceilings and the walls. And they filled me full of drink
and they led me round the rooms, naked and cold and grinning, until everything went black and I came down spinning. I woke so drunk and full of rage that I could hardly speak. A bag and a whalebone corset draping his dick across my cheek. Well, it's into the shame and it's into the guilt and it's into the fucking brain. And a wall's red, red around me, a warm arterial spray. Say, Papa won't leave you, Henry. Papa won't leave you, boy. Papa won't leave you, Henry. Papa won't leave you, boy. Well, the night is dark and the night is deep and its jaws are open wide. Yeah, well, Papa won't leave you, Henry. So there ain't no need to cry. And I went on down the road.
Went on down the road.
Oh, yeah, I went on down the road.
Went on down the road.
Yeah, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa. It's a rainy season of where I'm living. Death comes leaping out of every doorway. You for your money, for your clothes and for your nothing. Entire towns being washed away. Some fellas exploding on inflammable spillways. And a lynch mob, death squads. Babies being born without brains. The mad heats and the relentless rains. What if you stick your arm into that hole? It comes out shit up to the bone. And with the kisses up and in on my lips, I swat the rain and it nearly missed.
Osamnaest časova i 16 i po minuta, slušate Radio Beograd 1. Kao što smo već i rekli, upravo smo se vratili sa Eurosonic festivala koji se juče ujutru rano završio. 29. je po redu, otprilike imamo i neke statistike već do sada. 345 koncerta je održano na 39 lokacija u Groningenu, u jednom divnom gradu na severu Holandije, studentskom pre svega mestu, koji je sa svojih 200.000 stanovnika spada u najveći grad na severu ove zemlje. Ono što je značajno za Eurosonic festival je da u poslednjih godina, poslednjih bar 15 godina, možda i više, probija granice Evrope, dakle decentralizuje se muzička industrija, od da to više nije Velika Britanija i Amerika, već se uzima u obzir cela Evropa, muzičari pevaju na svojim jezicima ili biraju prosto kako će oni to izvesti. Razmena muzičkih talenata je napravljena kroz ETEP i CITE program, čiji smo mi deo, i Exit festival je i ove godine dobio nagradu i to jako smo ponosni. Ovaj put za Sidance festival, novi festival koji su napravili prošle godine, dobio je nagradu za najbolji festival srednje veličine u Evropi. Tako da smo se jako lepo proveli, imali smo tri žive emisije, upoznali puno ljudi, snimili puno intervjua. Sada ćemo da slušamo The Common Linets, to je možda i najpopularniji evropski, srednjeevropski sastav kada je muzička scena u pitanju. Pola su iz Holandije, pola iz Nešvila, takav im je i zvuk, a onda sledi intervju sa Peterom Schmidtom, direktorom Eurosonic festivala. Chasing, but I can't be free. Peter, first of all, thank you so much for inviting Radio Belgrade 1 again here to be full time at Eurosonic Festival and to do the live shows. It is a great deal for us.
You're very welcome. There's lots of media coming to Eurosonic and to help the bands to cross border. So we are very glad that a lot of media come to help the careers of the bands to cross borders in Europe.
I like to talk with you everything about everything, but that's what you say as a director, as executive director of the whole Eurosonic Festival. This crossing borders is the most, with the music is the most important thing.
Yes.
In life, yeah. I think.
Yeah.
So this is many years now for Citer program. It is a fourth year. How do you, let's start from the beginning.
Yes.
How do you start? What was in your head when you started this project?
With CTEP, we let me first explain. We started, I think it's now like 10 years ago, something like this, with festivals and radio stations to see if they could support the bands that were performing at Eurosonic. And what is usually happening, of course, with a band in another territory, everyone is waiting for each other, because the radio says, why should we play this band, because they have no record out in this country, or they're not performing here. And the festival says, why should we put this band on this festival, because the radio is not playing it, or there's no record out. So it's like a chicken and the egg situation, like how do you start a career of a band? So we figured, if we ask the radio stations and festivals to use as a sort of A&R source and make a choice and make a selection of acts that they feel fit their program, their radio program, or their festival bill, then there is a start. And if they both say, we're going to work this band, there is a start for the band, and people can release a product or work in this country.
Objašnjava Peter Smith, direktor Eurosonic Festivala, kako je počelo sve pre jedno 10 godina, kao što smo vam rekli malo pre. Da, kod nas se lupa, poštovani slušaci, sređuje nam se zgrada. Evo, izvinite, tako da to su ti zvuci koje čujete, izvinite, ali nama je lepo, bit će nam lepo ovde. Vraćamo se na Petera Schmidta. Dakle, objašnjava kako je sve počelo. Zamišljeno je da se prosto podrži Eurosonic kao festival. Radio stanice i dalje se smatraju vodećim medijskim putem i vodećim medijskim angažmanom za emitovanje muzike, a festivali su postali i vodeće mesto gde muzičari nastupaju. I zamišljeno je da počne da se tu napravi jedna saradnja da bi se podržalo sve. E sad, radio stanice neće da emituju ako izvođača koji nemaju neko izdanje dobro i koje se već nije pojavilo na festivalu, a festival je opet s druge strane neće da angažuju neke izvođače da potpišu ugovore ako nisu emitovani na radio stanicama. I kako Peter kaže, to je jedna situacija sa kokoškom i jajetom. Trebalo je napraviti jednu celinu, razmišljalo se da se razbiju granice, kao što smo već rekli, i došlo se na ideju da se napravi dodela EBA nagrada, European Border Breakers Award, dakle nagrada koja bukvalno razbija muzičke granice, geografske granice muzikom, ETEP program koji ujedinjuje muzičke talente Evropske unije, a poslednje 4 godine i CITEP program, čiji smo mi deo, kada jugoistočnu Evropu pripajaju i integrišu muzički sa ostalim delom Evrope. Evo, sad slušamo sastav The Ting Tings. Inače, da vam napomenimo intervju i sa Common Linets i za Ting Tings. Emitovat ćemo tokom januara i februara, imamo divne priče za vas. Four letter words to get me along. It's a difficulty and
Hey. They call me Hell. They call me Stacy. They call me Hell. They call me Jane. They call me Hell. They call me Stacy. They call me Her. They call me Jane. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me Quieta, but I'm a liar. Maybe Jolita, always the same. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name.
So the idea is very simple and very basic, and we started very small, and it worked. We started with 10 festivals, and everyone liked it, and it helped, and it worked for the bands. So we expanded, and at the moment we have about 90 festivals in this program cooperating. But at the same time, we noticed that in the central eastern part of Europe, there were it was harder to make a connection for the bands. It was harder to cross borders and to make the entry and the real connection with the ATAP program. So we figured we're going to do a dedicated program aimed for all Central Eastern Europe to do an extra push there and to try to work with the festivals in Central Eastern Europe and the radio stations and all possible media partners to see if we could work together with all these partners in trying to have a... First of all, a better circulation in Central Eastern Europe, have bands traveling in between the countries there, and then have the best or the most successful acts who are successful in this field going towards Eurosonic, going towards the ATAP program. And that is the aim, and I think it worked pretty well. Because it helps to get attention for bands, and I would like to have, if you look at the total number of acts playing, European acts and acts from Eurosonic playing at the ATAP festivals, I would like to see much more acts from all Central European countries in this list, because there are a lot of good bands around, but it sometimes needs an extra push to put a spotlight and a focus on these acts.
Yeah, exactly. Emitujemo intervju sa Peterom Schmidtom, direktorom Eurosonic festivala, najveće evropske muzičke platforme, koji sad u drugom delu objašnjava da je itekako krenulo i postalo jako korisno i dobro zamišljeno da radio stanice i festivali krenu zajedno da plasiraju muzičke talente, muzičke bendove širom Evrope, i da se pokazalo kao jako korisno, jer i samo saznanje da u centralnoj i jugoistočnoj Evropi ima jako dobrih bendova, samo treba naći način kako ih pogurati da svoju muziku i svoju umetnost prikažu cijeloj Evropi. Mi imamo sreće da imamo dobar festival, Exit festival, i dobru radio stanicu, državnu Radio Beograd 1, i tako smo uspeli da napravimo jednu dobru platformu i da budemo među vodećim broadcasterima kada je CITEP program nastao, zajedno sa Islandom, Finskom, Belgijom, Nemačkom, Irskom, Francuskom, Austrijom, Švajcarskom, Luksemburgom, Poljskom i Mađarskom, i naravno Holandijom, koja je domaćina. Dakle, na samom vrhu smo i oni smatraju da na najbolji način mi možemo da predstavimo i pomognemo predstavljanju muzičkih talenata Evrope. Eto, malo smo se hvalili, poštovani slušalci, ali verite nam da je i više nego što znamo da ispričamo. Slušamo Melani Di Vazio, jednu divnu damu, klasično obrazovanu muzičarku koja svira jednu lepu, ambientalno alternativnu muziku i komponuje.
What's that look upon your face? It seems you've got a lot to say, but no words come. The flow seems to be gone. Let's sing the way through it. How about a new way to pray? I see what
Dear Peter, I would like now for you to explain our audience everything about ABBA Awards. It is a wonderful award with wonderful music and wonderful musicians.
The ABBA Awards are the awards from the European Commission to award cross-border success. The Commission feels there is not enough circulation of European repertoire in Europe, and I fully agree. I think we should really work on that to have a European music for European artists, and I think it should be much more common that acts from all over Europe play and are heard all over Europe. The Commission has the same idea. So 12 years ago, they started the European Border Breakers Awards to award acts that are successful in crossing borders and are successful in outside their own territory on the base of their first international release. So every year we measure which 10 acts from 10 different countries, of course, were successful, and they are given an award by Jules Holland on behalf of the European Commission on the ceremony. And we make a TV program out of that, both from the award ceremony, but we also do documentaries about the artists. We film shows and make a television program, which is broadcasted in, last year, I think, 15 countries. And the idea from the European Commission is to really show that it's possible to have cross-border success and to award people, young artists that are successful in crossing borders.
Slušate Radio Beograd 1, emitujemo intervju sa Peterom Schmidtom, direktorom Eurosonic Festivala. U ovom segmentu pričamo o nastanku EBA nagrada European Border Breakers Award. Award za originalu, kako on kaže, nagradu inicirala Evropska kancelarija za obrazovanje i kulturu. Dakle, od Evropske komisije sve poteklo, jer je smatrano da nema dobre cirkulacije muzičke umetnosti u Evropi i u Evropskoj uniji. Tako su osmislili prije jedno 12 godina nagradu koja bi upravo trebalo da prekine, da ukine granice, pardon, poštovani slušalci, kada je muzička umetnost u pitanju i da se obrati pažnja na te domene popularne kulture u svakoj zemlji. I ustanovljeno je 10 nagrada za 10 zemalja. Jedan od uslova, odnosno osnovni uslov, je bio da iza sebe imaju samo jedno izdanje i da su tim izdanjem pokazali da su i te kako talentovani, da imaju nešto inovativno u sebi i da su kvalitetni pre svega kao muzičari, da bi mogli da participiraju za EBA nagradu koju finansira i čiji je pokrovitelj Evropska kancelarija za obrazovanje i kulturu. Onda se desi taj lepi svečani moment. Mi smo prošle srede i bili tamo, i kada je Jules Holland u ime Evropske komisije dodeli nagradu, upravo Common Linnets je dobio najveću nagradu, a ostali devet takođe su laureati i dobio mogućnost da na razne načine svoju karijeru unaprede, kako ali na jednom visokom nivou. Dakle, popularna kultura je značajan element Evropske kancelarije za obrazovanje i kulturu i to bi tako trebalo da bude. Slušamo Hozija, Take Me to the Church je veliki hit, takođe je dobitnik EBA nagrade, pa nastavljamo intervju sa Peterom Schmidtom. Everybody's disapproval, should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak, a fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes, she tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen.
here, for example, every artist is different than the others, and it is a new music style you are trying to make in pop culture. I can see that line.
Yeah.
Every year is a different.
I think the current line of winners shows the enormous amount of quality happening in European music, and these artists are all very successful outside their own territory. Spotify did a survey a couple of days ago, and they published it, I think, 2 days ago, and it showed that, for example, Klang Karussell from Austria had 89% of their streams on Spotify came from outside of Austria.
It's amazing.
That's amazing, and it's funny.
Good job then.
Well, that is something the act is doing with the EBBA Awards. We're just showing which acts are successful in crossing borders.
You also show that pop culture is indeed have lot to show about.
Yeah.
But he said that pop culture is dead. No.
No.
This is a proof that it's amazing what we will see and heard.
I mean, I think, I'm a music fan for already a lot of years, but I think there's never been so much good music around as these days. It's better than ever, I would say.
I think so. Please, just one more thing. CTEP program. We are so proud to be in the CTEP program. For 4 years already, there is one more year, and what is your opinion? We think it is very good success.
Yes, I think
what
so too.
Think? Really?
Yeah.
It is your program too.
Yes. No, I think it really works.
Yeah. It really works on festivals, on radio stations, on other media.
Yeah. I think also there we're making progress.
Yeah. So what can you do after a CTEP? to be afraid of.
We're going to discuss all this during the coming days, and I think there will be news at the end of the conference about how we proceed.
Yeah, we will keep you until then, but it is very proud to be the part of the CTEP program. We are very proud as a Radio Belgrade one, and Exit too. Exit has one.
Yeah, he's the main partners.
The main partners, but he's the best of the European festival because of the CTEP program last year.
Yeah,
he was. So we are very proud. It is a success of Serbia.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Thank you so much for everything.
You're welcome.
See you around.
Da, u ovom drugom dijelu malo sam više ja pričala. Peter Finti bio malo tajansni, prosto zato što smo tek su usledili sastanci na kojima se sumiralo ono što se događalo 4 godine u okviru CITE programa, i jako su lepi rezultati. Vrlo brzo ćemo mi objaviti šta će se događati i poslednje godine. To su jako lepe stvari. Tako da, to je bio jedan prijatan razgovor na samom početku, pred dodelu EBA nagrada. Kasnije smo svi otišli, krenuli da radimo naše žive emisije i da pratimo taj divan program. Ono što smo oboje došli do zaključaka kao ljubitelji, kao muzike uopšte, kao ljudi kojima muzika mnogo znači, je da pop kultura i tekako neće da ode. Stalno imamo tu bojazan da li je rock'n'roll postoji, da li postoji pop muzika. Ne, da se svira više nego ikada i bolje nego ikada. U toj raznovrsnoj ponudi treba i probrati, nije ni to jednostavno. Tako je bilo i tamo na Eurosonic festivalu, gde je bilo skoro, kao što smo vam rekli, 350 koncerata, pa kad krenete negativnom selekcijom potpuno se izgubite, ali ako izaberete 2-3 koncerta sigurno nećete promašiti. Takva je taktika i Exita i nas. Ako šaljemo neki bend da svira, treba da bude što manje, prosto da bi uzeo što više pažnje. Ako pošaljemo 10 bendova, onda će se pažnja smanjiti. To bi bilo to, poštovani slušatelji. Slušamo John Newmana, i on je jedan od dobitnika EBA nagrada, a znamo ga po Rudimentalu, na primjer, imao je savršen hit sa njim, a i pesma Love Me Again takođe je bila veliki hit prošle godine.
Is that what devils do? Took you so long, where only fools go. I shook the angel and young. Now I'm rising from the ground, rising up to you.
deal with all the strain I find. There's nothing I can't do.
Novi CD Niko kao ja. Najbolje sa svih albuma. Voli me. Da kažem ti, Kišobran, bio sam jako mlad. Vrati se, Beograde. Plus dve bonus pesme. Nikola Čuturilo, Čutura i PGP RTS. U prodaji.
Filma s morem. Najbolje je kada čutim. Ja za ovo nisam stvoren.
Ostani još tren. Jer bez tebe znam.
Novi CD Duo Moderato. Post scriptum.
Grli ljubi me, bar još ovu noć.
U izdanju PGP RTS-a.
Ko zna da li ćeš mi ikad više doć.
U prodaji.
Eko.
Polako privodimo kraju današnju emisiju. Hvala vam poštovani slušalci što ste bili sa nama. Ostanite uz Radio Beograd 1, sledi Srpski na Srpskom. Potom vesti u 19 časova. Pozdravljaju vas Miroslav Antonijević, Mihajlo Zavrla i Katarina Epštajn. Prijetno, svako dobro.